Hello, welcome, and thank you for registering for It's All About That Bass. My name is Carolyn Coffin, and I will be your coach for this program. And it is my hope and intention that you will have fun and learn a lot about training for the sport of running while simultaneously laying a great foundation for whatever goals you have next spring and beyond. So I wanted to take a moment here before the program officially kicks off on Monday, November 14th, to introduce myself and let you know what you can expect over the next 3 months. So as I mentioned, my name's Carolyn Coffin. I know many of you, but there are also new people in this program who I have not met. So hello and welcome. I am a former physiotherapist. So in another life, I was a physiotherapist. I spent the first about 10 years of my career working in clinics and hospitals, but I eventually got tired of waiting for somebody to get sick and injured before they ever came to see me. And so in 2012, I left physiotherapy and became a health coach and eventually a running coach. And now I am the head coach of City Park Run Coaching right here in Winnipeg. And I work with dedicated amateur runners training for 5Ks all the way up to the marathon distance. I'm also the co-host of Inspired Souls podcast, and that has been going for about 2 years. So if you look up Inspired Souls podcast on any podcast player, you should find us and be able to scroll back to over 100 interviews that we've done with both road and trail runners. We've talked to some amazing, amazing people over the years doing that. So that's a lot of fun for me. I'm also on the board of directors for Canadian Masters Athletics, which is the governing body overseeing track and field, cross country, road racing, and race walking right here in Canada. And I have a very special interest in growing the community of athletes aged 35 and over who participate in track and field and cross country right here in Manitoba. I'm also a runner myself, of course. Wouldn't it be funny if you were taking a running course from somebody who wasn't a runner? So currently I am training for the California International Marathon, which will take place on December 4th. So it's coming up really, really fast. So training's going well, and I'm excited to go to California in December and run that one. I am a mom. I have a 13-year-old daughter and a 15-year-old son, and I am a military spouse. But overall, I absolutely love, love, love being around runners. We've moved a lot, of course, as a military spouse. We're stationed all over Canada, and I've been part of lots of different running communities. And in every city that we've lived in and every city that the military has taken us to, I can always find my people when I hook in with the running community. So I've met some wonderful, wonderful people. And I believe in runners. Like, I believe in runners so much, and I believe in you so much. And hopefully you will feel that from me over the course of this program. So a quick little story about the name of this program. I had a whole list of silly names, actually, for this program. Some of the ones on the short list were The Case for Bass, Mastering the Fundamentals, and Bass Camp. But ultimately, I landed on It's All About That Bass. And I'm hoping there are at least some of you who, like me, can't help but break into that catchy Meghan Trainor song every time you hear it. So I'm all about that bass, no trouble. If you're too young or too old to get that reference, look it up on Spotify. So a little backstory about how this program was born. A lot of runners gain a lot of momentum over the spring, summer, and fall months, but then what I've noticed is they run very little, if at all, over the winter, and then they lose a bunch of fitness, and then they spend the first few months in the spring getting back into shape. Staying in a running routine and adding some focused strength work and dialing in your nutrition and your sleep and your stress can go such a long way toward achieving your potential as a runner. So really, that is what this program is about, is helping us to be consistent and lay down that foundation so that we can launch to higher potential in those months where our races actually happen. I firmly believe, though, that you can only run as many miles as you can recover from. And as a former physiotherapist, injury prevention is very near and dear to my heart. If I wanted to work with injured runners, I would have remained a physiotherapist. But I don't want to work with injured runners. I want to keep people running healthy and strong so they can reduce their trips to the physiotherapist. And that's why there's such a focus on the strength training and the lifestyle training in this program, as well as the run training, of course. But more on this in future episodes. I just wanted to quickly break down how the program works. So all of the resources will be delivered virtually. So there will be things like this podcast, like audio, where I'll be producing these little podcasts with the intention that you can just like pop in your earbuds and learn on the run. I know as a runner myself, I feel like I've gotten multiple university educations while I'm on the run. And so hopefully that's a very convenient format for you to do some of the learning in this course. There will be a website where all the resources will live. So think of this as kind of your one-stop shop, and I'll be adding resources as we go along. So that website is carolyncoffin.com/base. I'll use email to notify you of any new resources as they become available. And also feel free to email me with any of your questions. And what I'll do is I'll compile them and then answer them in future podcasts so everyone can benefit from the answers. The other thing I'll be doing every Monday, just to add a little bit of extra accountability and support, is I'll be sending a Google form that prompts you to kind of reflect on the previous week. So this form will come directly to me. No one else will see it. And I will for sure read every single one. So you can leave me questions in there as well. But I think if you can really leverage this tool, it's an excellent, excellent way to help you get the most out of this program. So the program was designed so that somebody that doesn't even live in Winnipeg could take it. But there has been overwhelming interest from Winnipeggers about meeting up for group runs. So check the website, carolyncoffin.com/base, and all of the information will be there about where and when to meet up. The next thing I want to talk about is just how to get the most out of this program. So a big component of this will be planning ahead. If I think back to why people are inconsistent with running in the winter, typically, is that it's harder to run in the winter. It's cold, it's slippery, it's snowy, it's dark. Like, there's every excuse in the book to not go for a run in the winter time. But if you do a little bit of planning ahead of time and kind of thinking about the week that you have coming up and figuring out where your runs and your strength training and your meal prep and all of that is going to fit into it, it's a lot easier to follow through. With that said, I also want you to be really, really kind to yourself if and when things don't go according to the plan. You know, it's really fascinating when you look at just how little you actually have to do to kind of maintain a routine. So if things start to feel overwhelming and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm not fitting this all in, just remember that a little bit goes a long way. And really, we're just aiming for some kind of consistency with your running and your strength training to the best of your ability throughout these next 3 months. So don't let perfect be the enemy of good. Next up, and I'll be reminding you about this a lot over the course of this program, is listen to your body. I'm going to provide you with some sample plans, sample running plans, sample strength training plans, but honestly, plans are only as good as the paper they are written on. If something doesn't feel right, you are far better to adjust your training for a few days or a week than to push through, which is what runners are really, really good at. Like, I could just handle this little bit of pain. I'm just going to keep on pushing through, and then wind up having to take a few weeks or a few months off later down the road. So really try to dial in, get in tune with your body, make adjustments on the fly, and don't worry if you're not following the plan 100% according to the plan. I am here if you're ever in doubt or have a question about what you should or shouldn't do. Just send me an email at coach@cityparkrunners.com and we will work it out together. By the end of this program, I hope you will have learned a lot and gained a lot of great base fitness in order to tackle whatever goals you might have on the horizon next spring. The program ends on February 5th, and at that point, there will be, you know, 13 weeks to the WPS race, 15 weeks to Fargo, 19 weeks to the Manitoba Marathon. These are races that Winnipeg people often target. But if you're living elsewhere in Canada, I'm sure there are many local races that start to pop up in April, May in your area. And so it's a nice amount of time, a healthy amount of time after this program ends to then launch into the more specific training required for these races if you want to perform your best. So we can talk about kind of moving into a one-on-one coaching situation then if that applies to you. The final thing I will say is that before the program begins, I really want you to think about your own why. Everybody runs for different reasons. And it would be unfair of me as a coach to ever kind of project the reasons that I run onto someone else. This is one of the first lessons I actually learned as a coach, is that you cannot assume that somebody is running for the same reason that you are. And so start to really think about what you want to get out of this program. And more than just think about it, like write it down, like really get super, super clear on what your why is for running. Because when you know that and it's super crystal clear, I think it's a lot easier to make a program that excites you and aligns with what you're trying to get out of things. So if running with friends and running's like your social outlet, then that's a very different thing than if you're, say, running for performance and trying to eke out every last ounce of potential that you have. Those two people may approach their training a little bit differently or not, you know, but I think it's really, really important to start to think, like, is it the social benefits? Is it trying to be as fit as you possibly can and set a personal best? Is it trying to get into Boston or some kind of race that has a qualifying time? Is it for your mental health? Like, whatever it is, really start to write it down and hone in on it. And I think that'll be really important as we go along. So in closing, super excited to do this program, to meet you, to help you reach your goals. Again, if I don't know you personally already, I'm looking forward to meeting you and getting to know you better as an athlete.